Now, I've done a little tease about 20 minutes ago for a big story breaking by Michael Chammas on Channel 9 and our colleague from the Sydney Morning Herald and Nine News. He joins us on the line right now. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Mark. How are you, mate?
Mate, very well. We've got a number of South Sydney fans out here, Michael, and I said, well, you won't be able to see it on telly, but hang around because our colleague Michael Chammas has got some big news relating to the Bunnies and Damien Cook. What can you tell us?
Yeah, as I said just then on Channel 9, it pays our friends in high places because Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, has notified South Sydney that one of the discussion points at Wednesday's Cabinet meeting will be the reduction of the COVID-19 isolation rules. Therefore, talk at the moment about reduction to 5 days. As it stands right now, it's 7 days. We all know that. Damien Cook tested positive yesterday, would be ineligible to play against the Roosters on Friday night. But, as many expect, as New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet pushes ahead, it's going to be reduced to 5 days. Therefore, Damien Cook will be named on Tuesday and eligible to play for the Bunnies against the Roosters if he's feeling well enough to play. Now, we've spoken to South Sydney today. They say he's complaining of a sore throat. He's not too bad. He's just got a little sore throat. And if he's out of quarantine by Friday and well ready to go, he'll be playing. So hopefully for the Bunnies, those COVID rules at the Cabinet meeting get a change and they get the result thereafter.
Brilliant.
Michael, surely this should only apply to new cases only.
Brilliant.
From when they bring the rule in. Like, you can't backdate it.
You know what, Michael?
You can't backdate it.
Todd Payton accused South Sydney of bending the rules last night with HIA. You know what? When the Prime Minister's your number one ticket holder, you little beauty.
Piggy's right. You shouldn't be able to backdate it.
Yeah. Can't backdate it. All new cases.
On the agenda. Maybe he's added to the agenda just to make sure little Cookie gets on there for South Sydney. But it's in all seriousness, obviously, there's been talk about it for a while. But you know what? I don't mind it. We want our players playing, don't we? We want the Roosters and Rabbits at full strength. The Roosters won't be, we know that. Poor old Victor Adley, he suffered that that collision last week, quite sickening. He won't play. I spoke to the Roosters today, they've confirmed that he won't play. No surprise there. But the big news for the Roosters is Daniel Tupou potentially won't be back to a preliminary final if they get that far. They're talking maybe best case week two of the final, that groin injury he suffered there. So a big blow for the Roosters heading into the finals.
Yeah, it's a massive blow for them. It's also a bit of a blow for the Rabbitohs with regards. We're at Allianz Stadium today and there's a lot of people here. It's a great day. But the Rabbitohs look as though they wanted to get here, but it looks like that won't be happening.
Yeah, they fought hard, Big Man. They wanted to go and play their games next year at Allianz Stadium. They've been working with government and the NRL for a number of months about changing back to Moore Park. And it looks like they're now resigned to the fact that won't be happening. They'll be heading back to Olympic Park next year at the Accor Stadium to play home games. They did try hard. They wanted to. The Roosters, they didn't want a bar of it, the Sydney Roosters. And they've got their way by the sounds of things. And they've got to sell membership. They've got a plan. They cannot wait much longer. So South Sydney, from my understanding and my conversations with the club, will be back at Olympic Park next year.
What a disgrace.
Unlucky,
what
lady.
A disgrace.
Unlucky, mate.
So all of the supporters in the eastern suburbs who follow the Rabbitohs have still got to trek out to Olympic Park rather than come to this fantastic
venue.
They
signed a deal with
where
them,
I grew up watching.
Yeah. Didn't they sign a deal with Olympic Park?
Yeah, but they're not upgrading a core stadium.
But didn't they say most of the South fans lived in the West anyway now?
No, well, that was the argument we got peddled out when they went out there.
Yes.
And I did have a little conversation at the time to tell them how long it would take to go from Coogee, almost the heart of Rabbitohs territory, by public transport. Took me an hour and 20 minutes one day. Car takes about 35.
Yeah, but you got lost going to Cronulla.
Give us something. You got lost. Yeah, exactly.
You got lost yesterday going to Cronulla.
No, really?
You got lost going to Wollongong.
Anyway. Well, that's not hard.
Michael, thank you very much for the update. We've got South Sydney supporters out here going, oh, interesting. Damien Cook might be back Friday night following the National Cabinet meeting. Thanks, mate. We'll read all about it in the Sydney Morning Herald and we'll see it all on Nine News as well. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
There he is, Michael Chammas from the Sydney Morning Herald and Nine News.